When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Me and AU, Episode 8, coming up next.
Coming this season on Selkirk.
The shuttle for Vancouver will be leaving shortly. How did you want to pay for this?
People come to Selkirk because they're running. From war. From the law. From each other. They run because out here, most things don't bother catching up. Until now.
We've got a town full of monsters and no suspects.
You're running out of time!
So you're, what, bounty hunters for the fairies?
We prefer the term private consultants.
Feels like the whole town is on edge.
I care about this place, Tony. The real question is, do you?
Who are you?
The fairies are gonna fight, we'll bring the fight to them!
You need to make a decision.
This ends now.
You think you can threaten me? I've got 8 months to live, and it's gonna be winter for half of them. Bring it on.
Tony!
What if I could offer you something they can't?
I don't need to smoke that badly.
I think I know how to break your curse.
Selkirk will return on July 7th.
Whitney?
Happy Canada Day!
What? It's so early.
Kate, it's 9:30 there.
What did you do? Party too hard on Canada Day Eve?
I could have. You don't know.
So does this mean you haven't seen it yet?
Seen what?
They're coming to FanFest.
Who? What? Where?
The Selkirk guys.
What did you say about Selkirk?
They're doing a FanFest panel with all the main cast and the lead writers. They announced it on Twitter this morning. There are going to be special meetups and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's so cool!
Right? I knew you'd be excited.
And super jealous. Did they announce any other con stops before fall?
The cast and crew of Selkirk, exclusively at Toronto FanFest.
No. Why? Everything always goes to Toronto.
Center of the universe, remember?
Unfair. Do you think they'll stream it somewhere at least?
No, Kate, you're missing my point. You should come out here. We've been talking about it all summer anyway. My internship is done by then. We could hang out all week before the convention. I can take you to cool places, and you can get me caught up on all the good Selkirk fanfic and the weird theories.
Hey, my theories are great.
Okay, all the great theories.
Thank you.
Anyway, I went online and early bird ticket pricing for this con ends this weekend.
Wow, way to give people time, guys.
Last minute marketing bump. It's a classic move. I can get us tickets this week if you want to pay me back, and you should try to get a plane ticket before all the cheap seats sell out.
Right, I guess.
You're going to come, right, Kate?
God, I don't know, maybe? I need to talk to Mom and Dad about money.
Your parents love me. Tell them you're doing me a personal favor.
You said the whole cast is coming?
Lead actors, writers, and special guests. You know you want to.
Oh my god, okay. Okay, I'll think about it.
Come to Toronto!
If I fly all the way out there, are you actually going to get caught up on the show?
Like, you're not going to want me to watch the whole thing again with you when you get here.
That is such an unfair call out. I haven't even had my coffee yet.
I'm going to take that as confirmation you're coming. Ugh. Sorry, I thought I had more time. There's this conference call I'm supposed to be on.
Dude, it's Canada Day.
I know. Emergency meeting.
Gross.
You are going to talk to your parents about coming, right?
Yes.
But are you?
I will talk to my parents. Now, go and take your gross call.
I will. Talk to them.
I will.
Toronto needs you.
Goodbye, Whitney.
New text post on Wednesday, July 1st.
Is anyone else going to be in Toronto for the Selkirk FanFest panel in August? If so, who wants to get together for a fandom meetup? Depending on who's interested, we could get coffee or a drink or...
This is obvious, right? Of course, people who live near Toronto, who are fans of this TV show, are going to a panel about this TV show held in Toronto. Of course they are. That is a super normal thing that should not make anyone freak out and throw their phone across the room. Love to be super chill about all these perfectly normal things. Love to have, like, super dry palms and perfectly normal heart rhythms and be super chill because all I'm doing is typing a
new private message to user Hella Enchanted.
Happy Canada Day! I don't know if you do anything for it out there, but my parents are big fans of bad grocery store sheet cakes decorated like flags, so we're gonna go to a park here and try to score a piece that hasn't been sneezed on by every toddler in the city yet. Wish us luck! Also, we have to talk about that new season trailer in extreme detail as soon as possible. I am really concerned about that one scene, you know which one. And in case you don't, it's the one with all the blood. I'm worried. By the way, I almost forgot. It turns out I might be in Toronto visiting my best friend during FanFest. So, if you do hold that fan meetup, you should let me know. Talk to you later! Then I did what any reasonable person would do. Left my phone charging on the kitchen counter and drove downtown with my parents to eat flag cake and watch sweaty preteens do Ukrainian dancing in a park band shell. Okay, in the preteens' defense, everyone was really sweaty by that point. Even though it's only July 1st, the city always turns into a swamp on Canada Day. It's a disgusting festive tradition. And in my own defense, sometimes you need 8 hours in a fireworks display to work up the nerve to check your PMs, because there are only 3 things that can happen when you put something like that into the world. 1, you don't hear anything. That's bad. 2, you find out you're not wanted at all. That's also bad. Then there's option 3. And that one is the most terrifying of all.
Kate.
That would be so amazing! It looks like there are a few other people who want to meet up after the panel, but if you're going to be in the city longer, maybe we could get coffee sometime before the convention. I don't want to steal you away from your friend too much, but it would be really cool to freak out about the finale with you face to face. Oh, and I hope the cake was good.
Hey, Mom? Whitney wants me to ask you a favor.
Me and AU is a Procyon Podcast Network production. You can find transcripts for every episode of the show, as well as information about our other podcasts at procyonpodcasts.com.
The voice of Tony is Ben Moody.
The voice of Jody is Nisa Najib.
The voice of Garrett is Sam B. Wynn.
The voice of Grace is Nadine Elamami.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
The voice of Whitney is Misha's voice.
The voice of Ella is Alisa Park.
Additional voices by Alana McFall, Amanda McColgan, Emily Juno, Jason Yemenitzis, and Andrea Clausen. Hey everybody, we're back! Welcome to part 2 of Me and AU. We'll be running now every other week, same as before, all the way through to episode 15, and I'm so excited for what's coming next. Today I've got more patrons to thank! I want to thank Foley Farrell, Annabelle, Maggie Capalbo, and Brenda McFarland for becoming our new $5 patrons. If you want to support the show, or you just want to see us make that Selkirk pilot episode that is our Patreon stretch goal, and which we are getting dangerously close to having to do, you can check us out at patreon.com/meandau. Finally, this is just a personal shout-out. Thank you to the, 3 different people who left reviews for us over the hiatus and wished me luck in my move in their review. That was very sweet. This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our theme song is by Samantha Jean Rivers. Logo by Alex Yoon. Find us on Twitter and Tumblr at Me and AU Pod. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So now what am I supposed to believe? Is any of this for real?
Wow.
Well, it looks to me like you're trying to hide.
Yeah, my mom always said, don't trust anybody.
Maybe they'd want to know where you're hiding out tonight. Get
started. Thank you for returning my license, Joseph.
That ding-dang detector told you.
But she was married, you know.
Stop being a little prick.
Do you have your doubts?
All right, kids. Say goodbye to Uncle Joseph.
I'll handle it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, buddy.
Just say how sorry we are to hear about your parents.
Why is she talking about you having a mustache?
You want to take a walk?
Three complete seasons of Dirt, an audio drama, are now available to binge wherever you listen to podcasts or at dirtaudiodrama.com.